Say it ain't so. That is, timeshares for sale at the LVH. If Goldman Sachs completes the sale of the Las Vegas Hotel and Casino to Westgate Resorts, reports say the casino where Elvis Presley performed, made his great comeback, will soon sell timeshares. The resort has been strictly a hotel casino since it opened in 1969, but this isn't the first major change for the resort. At one point, it was known as the International Hotel, largest hotel in the world, besides Elvis. It was home to acts like Barbara Streisand and Liberace, hosted major fights with Mike Tyson and Muhammad Ali. It survived an arson fire, the Tailhook U.S. Navy sex scandal, but eventually defaulted on a $252 million loan. That left Goldman Sachs in charge, and Hilton Hotels removed its name from the iconic casino. So here to discuss what's next for LVH and to remember some glory days is John Katzlimidis. Katz is an entertainment writer for the Las Vegas Sun and Vegas Weekly. John, welcome back to KNPR.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Well, you've said if acquired by Westgate, the property will feature timeshares for sale starting in October. Can a timeshare resort operate its own casino, or would that change if that deal goes through?
You know, that's a very good question. I don't know if they inherit the license or not. I don't know the answer to that in this instance. I would feel that Siegel would want the option of maintaining a casino in some form at that property. I think that he would want that because that's a revenue source, you know. But as I understand, at least partially, that it will be a timeshare resort, if not entirely. And you know, Westgate had PH Westgate. They had opened that a few years ago on next to the Planet Hollywood, and that was connected to a casino, and that was and that didn't work out for them. You know, that happened right as the the recession hit, and then they end up selling it to Hilton. Oddly enough. Yeah. So it's what I would expect is some major changes by the fall at what we understand to be LVH. I've heard rumors that they were going to maybe shut it down for a time. I don't know. Those have never been verified. You know, put it down for maybe a year. You know, that has never. I don't think that will happen. But it's going to be a different hierarchy there. And Siegel is a very flashy individual and a very famous man.
I mean, okay, a couple of instances. I don't know. It could be bad luck, mismanagement, what have you. But the hotel, as you noted, is struggling so much financially, just generally. What accounts for that?
You know, I think it's not the place where people go when they're on convention visits anymore as much as they used to. And that's where the competition is really hitting them, because you've got so many other major resorts that have opened in the past, you know, maybe let's say 15 years, decade or whatever, that are catering to conventioneers. You know, you've got Mandalay, you've got all these places that have very large convention spaces and intricate convention offers for people who are in town on conferences. That used to be the Hilton's bread and butter. That was really where they were making their money, because they're so close to the convention center. That is not the case anymore, and that is where they're going to have to try and catch up, you know, in one way, if they're going to get more customers to come to the property. And that is a problem, and that's hard to recover from. You know, it's a challenge for them.
Is it time to do something else with the LVH? I mean, is that a part of the thinking behind Westgate's
this
idea?
Is something else. I mean, this is different. I feel like the LVH is a property that when it opened had so much going for it, and so much, you could almost say, charisma about it. When you have Elvis in there, and you have Streisand, and you have Liberace, it was a cool place. Even when Manilow was in there, and everybody, Newton has played in there, it was just a cool place. It was a cool, beautiful place to hang. And now it's been kind of, others have kind of tapped into that. And when you lose your title the way they did, that's a major public response to that, in that, you know, this is not the place we remember it to be.
John Katzlimidis writes about entertainment for the Las Vegas Sun and Las Vegas Weekly. Katz, thanks so much.
Anytime.